Hello?
Hi, is this Sylvester?
Yeah, how you doing, Ruben?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm sorry.
Good.
I'm sorry I missed your call. I sent an email to, I don't have your email in hand. I sent an email to, Domingo. Yeah,
Domingo?
I just had bad reception. I was I literally missed your call probably 5 minutes after I stepped out. What's going on?
Yeah, she told me to give you a call.
Yeah, I just want to kind of clear up any confusion. So, and also definitely try to help you out if we do any future equipment financing. So, on your FabKing lease, well, it's a finance agreement, it's not a lease, it's a fixed non-cancelable payment. So there's really no advantage to paying off the transaction early because it doesn't separate out the interest and principal. You're still responsible for the remaining payments. And I think she said you were trying to do that because you're trying to get a larger piece of equipment. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what I would like to do is, with the larger equipment, I do this stuff all day long, but I'd want to walk you through some options because if you're trying to do a program, I think what you're trying to hint at is, it sounds like you might want a program where you can do a long-term payment, but then if you want to pay it off early, get a discount. Is that something you're trying to accomplish?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a few minutes? I can go over that.
Sure.
Okay, so the equipment you're looking for is about $63,000, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of the vendor, you know, and like I said, there's not a huge, you can always contact Financial Pacific Leasing on the FabKing, but they're just not going to, you know, they can, if they give you a discount for paying off early, great, but I don't know how what they would offer. But in terms of this equipment, so when are you trying to get this equipment? She said that at the end of the year, is that correct?
I mean, yeah, I mean, as soon as possible, I needed to, because I've got a big location now, and I'm...
Okay. Is the equipment delivered? I mean, is the equipment made yet, or does it have to be manufactured?
I think they have it in stock. I'm not too sure.
Okay. And have you given them a deposit yet or no?
No.
Okay. For this equipment, do you have a monthly payment that you've estimated, something you're comfortable with?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. And why are you getting this equipment? Is it to replace a current saw? What's the motivation behind getting this equipment?
No, I mean, I will produce more and I will make, because right now, I mean, I am so backed up all the time with work and, I will have more. I mean, and where I'm going right now, my new, facility is going to be, more like, because before I was hiding and now it's going to be more exposed to the public.
Okay. One thing Dominga had mentioned to me, I'm not sure if this is something you're still looking for. She mentioned some additional cash. Are you looking for any cash at this point?
No, I don't. What I need is just the machine.
Okay, and is there any other equipment you need besides the machine?
No, that's all right now.
Okay, perfect. So in terms of the machine financing, here's the program that's probably best for you. So we have some programs that go up to 4 to 5 years, but they offered, and I just need to do it up front, they offer a discount for paying off early. Generally, that discount ranges between 3 to 6% on certain programs, and I can go over a lot of different options for you. I think the other thing that's really important to do is this. On this type of equipment, it's generally best to do something that matches up with your payment stream. And so one thing that I don't suggest customers do is something called chasing. And chasing means when someone gets a 5-year deal but has the intention of paying it off in 2 years, or someone who gets a 3-year deal but wants to pay it off in 5. If you get where I'm heading, they really want to match up the payment. So one thing I'd like to do is kind of give you some estimates of payments and give an idea of what works best for you. I guess the second question is, if I just threw some numbers out at you, you know, your payment could be as low. Your payment could be as low as, just to give you an idea, it could be as low as, you know, it could be under $1,400 a month. It could be under that. It could be even lower. I threw some numbers to Dominga, but if you do something, say, very short term, like 3 years, that payment's going to be higher. It's going to be closer, you know, to the 2050 mark or even higher. So if you have numbers around 2000, 1400, 1800, what kind of payment do you think would be something that's comfortable for you that's not going to cause stress on your business?
I mean, if everything goes good, I mean, $1,400 be all right a month. I mean,
so something like 2,000 is probably too much, it sounds like, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, so most likely $1,200 a month be good.
Okay. Well, on $63,000, on $63,000, it's going to be a little higher than that. So probably what it sounds like is you'd probably be appropriate to do a 5-year deal, and if possible, put in what's called an addendum, and the addendum will say, hey, look, if you pay off in 4 years, here's your discount. If you pay off in 3 years, here's your discount. So you can have all these different options. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, my other question is what percentage I'm getting it. I mean,
on this, well, on these deals, we're always going to quote you a rate factor. We're not going to quote you an APR because our documents do not separate out principal and interest. They just don't. So the numbers that I threw to Dominga, I'd love the opportunity to help you again, are a rate factor. So to give you an idea, a rate factor is the multiplier times the equipment cost. So if you looked at it, I'm taking the $63,500, and I'm multiplying it. So if you have $63,500 on a five-year deal, the kind of like the best case scenario that I've ever seen is about a 0.021 rate factor. So that's 0.021 times $63,500 gets you to a payment of $1,333 a month. As that rate factor rises, the cost of money rises. So the worst case scenario really on a five-year deal for $63,500 and still being able to get the deal done would be a rate factor of about a 0.033, which would make your payment about $2,095. So these are some kind of ideas, but I just want to make sure we understand what you're trying to accomplish. We're not going to push you on anything. And it sounds like to me you really want a structure where you're doing something very long term, but potentially wanting to pay off early. And I just want to make sure I understood that before putting any, you know, financing together.
Yes, yeah. I mean, because what happens, I might pay it and because I wanted to pay that keen, but I mean, you're saying it's not going to benefit anything, then I'm just going to do payments.
You can always contact them. And what I told Domingo was this: you can always contact them and see what they can offer you, but I can't guarantee anything because the way these transactions are underwritten, they're not underwritten like traditional bank loans. Traditional bank loans require a lot of money down and a lot of financial disclosure. And these programs, they're very hands-off, but they're supposed to be fixed, non-cancelable payments. So I'd like to take a crack at earning your business for the larger machine. I just want to make sure I'm trying to understand really what you want, Sylvester, so you get what you want, and ultimately we can earn your business. I guess the question is, you have a new space. Is it leased or is it mortgaged?
No, it's I own my new space. It's mortgaged.
It's new. And what's your monthly mortgage payment?
$1,200.
Okay. And then just to confirm, I think the challenge was last time. It was kind of a transition of the business. So here's what I'd like to do. I can follow up with Dominga this evening or first thing tomorrow morning and gather some information to work on an approval for you. And then I can present you approvals within, you know, options that I can do, best case scenario, within about 24 hours. Would that work for you?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to give her a call in about 30 minutes, all right?
All right.
Cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Ruben.
You're welcome.